Historian Felix Bendel is here with an update on Memorial Stadium at Seattle Center. You've been following this for a while. Some local veterans took the time to honor an Eagle Scout for his good work.
Yeah, and this stadium was built back in 1947. It's a tribute to Seattle School District students who died in World War II. It's been in rough shape for a long time. Back in the fall, then-Mayor Tim Burgess, I think he was mayor for about 15 minutes, he signed an agreement with the school district to preserve the wall as part of a bigger project with all kinds of things with the school district. Different mayor now, of course. And unfortunately, the school district spokesperson who really got this project better than anybody has moved on as of a few weeks ago, so it's a little up in the air again. So I wanted to share this little feel-good story about an event that happened yesterday at the Memorial Wall. That's the heart of the memorial part of Memorial Stadium. The 800 names of the war dead are listed there. You might remember a few months ago we met a high school senior named Peter Gakowski. He organized a cleanup of the wall as part of his Eagle Scout project. So they had this small but meaningful ceremony there yesterday. And I say small because his dad, Joe, was there. I was there. And there were three veterans: Tahoma National Cemetery bugler Bernie Moskowitz, VFW Representative Scott Eliason, and Marine Corps League member Larry Alcantara.
Noticing that the wall was partly obscured by trash stewing over growth hedges, Peter leapt into action. The first hurdle was securing approval from the Seattle School District and the City of Seattle. No small feat in itself. And upon hearing of Peter's remarkable choice, the first thought I had was the Leatherneck Honor Guard's motto: only the forgotten are truly dead.
And that's the confounding thing about this memorial wall. It's 500 yards from probably the busiest tourist attraction in the region, where millions of people go to the Space Needle. They walk past this thing, and it just remains this little curio because it's been turned into a parking lot. Literally, there's bumpers right up against the base of the memorial. So Marine Corps vet Larry Alcantara made the formal presentation.
I present to you the Marine Corps League Good Citizenship Award, presented to Peter Joseph Gokowski, who has attained the rank of Eagle Scout. Signed, Commandant Mark Gorman, Adjutant Stephen Knox, this July 2, 2018. Thank you for your service and congratulations.
Thank you.
You can barely hear Peter's voice there saying thank you. He's a very humble kid, you know, and he didn't do this project for the attention. You know, he played football for O'Day and was at the stadium, and he asked his dad one day, what's that wall all about? And his dad told him, and they researched it and figured it out. So we were there yesterday, and this massive hedge trimming that Peter and his friends had done to restore the memorial, it had kind of grown back. And so I asked Peter, you know, how he felt about the honor and all this, the certificate he was getting and the veterans there. And he gave me a fairly standard response, then went right to the practical need to do more about the vegetation.
It makes me feel good about what I did and how it made a positive impact on the community, and how I hope it influences other scouts to do the same and make bigger progress on eventually probably taking out the bush, because it honestly shouldn't be there.
So sort of it was a gratitude, but also let's get rid of that bush that's in front of them.
Why can't they just get rid of
all
it?
All that hard work.
Yeah, this thing's in limbo because the property belongs to the school district, but it's abuts Seattle Center. It was given to the school district by the city in the 40s on the condition they have a stadium there. It's kind of in limbo.
But to remove a bush, like it seems like a decision that could be made in 2 seconds at the school board meeting.
It used to have fountains and lights. It used to be this grand plaza. Now it's a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's really a weird thing. Yeah.
It's too bad.
So, but standing there after the ceremony, the vets all agree that even though we're in a parking lot, there's no way around the fact that it's hallowed ground.
These are patriot citizens who, at a young age, paid the price for our freedom, and they should never be forgotten.
So I would say stay tuned, and if you feel like weighing in, let the Seattle School District know what you think. Let the mayor's office know what you think about the memorial wall and the stadium. Can we play a little bit of Taps?
Sure.
At the end of the ceremony, the bugler from Mount Tahoma Cemetery played this beautiful rendition of Taps. I don't think we can hear the whole thing, but we do have images and videos and all sorts of great stuff at MyNorthwest.com about this wonderful ceremony yesterday at Memorial Stadium.
Thank you for covering this, Felix. I understand, you know, there were a few people there, but it's important to mark these occasions. That's why you're important to our region.
Absolutely. Thank you.